finding pregnancy support you can trust is worth celebrating. Getting it on sale is worth belting Beyonce in your car. That's right. Ritual's Black Friday sale is on. Support your body's new nutrient needs with their clinically backed prenatal multivitamin. Or give back to your gut with Natal Biotic, a probiotic supplement for trying, pregnancy, and postpartum to support digestive, vaginal, and baby's immune health. At Ritual, quality is top priority. All of their supplements are clean, third-party tested for heavy metals, and 100% made traceable. Because you deserve high-quality support at every stage of your pregnancy journey. Cut prices without cutting corners and get their best savings on their best supplements with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them, episode 296. We're back, although we never left to them.
No, but it's been a while since we filmed.
Very long. Yeah, we pre-filmed for my Disney trip, and the last time we filmed was on Tuesday last week, which is...
It's true.
A week ago. A long time for us. We film a lot.
It is. Tell them how your trip was.
It was beautiful, wonderful. We went to Disney World to celebrate my daughter's fourth birthday, which is insane. And it was magical. She felt like she was a princess, and that's all I could hope for. And Noah loved it too. So
was there Christmas stuff up?
Yes. Yes, there was. The whole park is decorated for the Christmas. And the parades were Christmas, the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's fun.
What did you do while I was gone?
Great question. I was like, I don't know. I worked on our lawsuit. That was fun.
Of course. Can't forget that.
Jessie like chimes into our group chat every once in a while.
Just to let you guys know how like sad I am for you.
She's like, you guys are speaking another language. And I'm like, actually, I'm a lawyer now.
I'm literally like Kris Jenner. I just pop in. I'm like, you're doing amazing, sweetie. And then I leave. I honestly am so grateful to not be in it. But I'm really just like genuinely like, it's so fucking ridiculous. Every time I read anything you guys are talking about, I'm like, oh my God, my head hurts.
I have had a bunch of like side conversations with our lawyer because he needs like a point person. So he doesn't have to like just explain this. Same thing three times, and basically all of our stuff needs to be like uniform, so I have been tasked to do that. Otherwise he has to do it, and it's just going to cost like hundreds of thousands of dollars, and no thanks. But I told him, so I will be adding paralegal to my resume after we're done.
Probably could.
And he said, yes, that's fine. Yes. But yeah, so I did that, and then I may or may not, I don't remember when this was now, but I went to Home Goods.
Oh no, you went to Home Goods on the day before I left, I think. Did some damage?
I did.
Yeah.
Did you see my picture in the big, like, Santa throne?
No.
Oh, I tagged you in a story with it. Because everyone said it should be our new chairs for December.
Oh my God, stop.
I don't think it was for sale. So, yeah, so I have a shit ton of Christmas stuff, like, too much. Like, you walk in my house and I look like just a Christmas hoarder. But, yeah, I've started to kind of decorate. I reorganized my office, rearranged things a little bit. I was productive in that I started a lot of things. I didn't finish
That's the common issue. You know, starting, that's what ADHD is.
It is a problem I have.
Isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
It happens.
I get all excited at the idea of it, that I'm doing it. I'm like, well, never mind. This isn't fun anymore.
Boring. I don't want to do calligraphy anymore.
Never even started the calligraphy.
Just bought the pens.
Also, you guys, thank you for all the compliments for my headband last time.
Slay.
My hair has been a little worse for wear because of all the bleaching. Mm. So I've tried to not like yank it back into a bun. Every day. So I bought a bunch of headbands and you guys liked it. So
you're
going to
get
the
Ariana Grande. Remember when she started getting the little baby hairs because she was ponytailing every day?
Some of them are there. Luckily, it's so light that like they kind of aren't as noticeable. But if I like don't dry it the right way. Whew.
I actually purchased new hair. This is my new hair. So it's mine now.
How much was it?
A lot.
Because that's what we're going to be talking about.
I know. I was about to say, I have seen some of these hairdressers. And when I see people, even Gabby Egan was talking about how her hair girl charges her $4,000. I was like,
that's what this whole story is about.
Oh, you know, I've been at Disney. I got a text from Sherilyn and she texted me saying, please tell me you're covering hair by Chrissy. And I was on the Aladdin ride. And I was like, I don't know what she's talking about. have no idea.
You know it's big when, like, I'm seeing it on my For You page. Like, sure. I saw it on, like, Saturday, and I was like, oh, well, we're
well, that's a lot of money, and I've never, ever in my life spent that money for hair. This doesn't even cost anywhere near that. It's a lot to me, but, like, I'm in Georgia, honey. We don't charge that much for that. No way.
No, it's insane. And I actually got some insight from my hairdresser as well, because I did have extensions, but I kind of feel like I blocked out that hair era. I don't really remember any of it. So, should we start with that one? Or do, actually, do we want to start with the other one, and then...
No.
Because that one's going to piss us off, probably.
Well, is this not going to piss us off? Everything pisses us off.
That's true.
We do get easily pissed off in the moment. We're very passionate
people. I read something
people.
That said that, I think, I don't remember what it, like, the saying was, but it was like friends that bond more over, like, shared hatred.
Right.
That's,
oh,
like,
no,
the best
me.
Way Literally to make friends. Me. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Anyway, yeah. Okay, we'll start with this. Hair by Chrissy. Apparently, this is not the first time Hair by Chrissy has been in the headlines, because apparently back during COVID, I guess her name is Chrissy Rasmussen. Apparently she's, like, super famous, like, really well known for doing hair. I've never heard of her before.
I heard of her because I thought we were going to cover her one time, because she did have a drama back in the day.
Because everyone called her Hair by Crispy.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it was, which is
apparently
objectively
she was, like,
funny.
Damaging everyone's hair and, yeah, like, frying it off, like, mm-hmm, during COVID. I don't know what changed since then that now she's, like, able to charge $4,000 for extensions and everyone pays it.
Yeah,
but
I don't get that.
She owns a hair salon called The Habit Salon, which I heard and I was like, I only know of The Habit Burger.
Oh, yeah. I think I've heard of that, too.
But had never heard of the salon either. I'm assuming it's in LA. I actually didn't look.
She gives LA vibes for sure.
A lot of people, I guess, that go to her are influencers, and there's, like, everyone's making content. There's a lot of, like, phones set up and tripods set up everywhere in the salon. But it's not like, for example, where I used to go, the DP Hugh house, where no one paid. It was like influencers and celebrities would go, but they did it for free. It was like for promotion for their products, that then that was the moneymaker. It wasn't paying to get your hair done. This is a functioning salon and people do pay. I guess some influencers get it for free, but most people pay. And this I didn't know, but our researcher put in that this is like the info about the salon. It says Chrissy Rasmussen, owner of Habit Salon, has been a stylist and hair extension expert for over 20 years. Through her years of experience and desire to create a new system, Chrissy and her dedicated Habit Salon team spent years creating and fine-tuning what is popularly known as the Habit extension method.
I think I've seen her work. Doesn't she do hidden bead, like, hand tied wefts?
I don't know, but I didn't know it was, like, revolutionary. But my hairdresser did say that they're, like, or it's her and someone else are, like, very well known in the hair world.
All right. Okay.
So apparently they know what they're doing, supposedly. People have some critiques of this girl that went viral talking about her hair, in that, like, it doesn't look as great as it probably should for as much as she paid. But I'll let you weigh in on that in a moment. So in addition to doing hair, I guess she offers haircation, which is like a hair education course.
Oh, that hairstylists learn how to do the method?
Yes. They do so by shadowing. For 6 hours, it costs $2,000.
I mean, for a class, I feel like that makes more sense than... I thought shadowing when I saw that. I'm like, are you getting your fucking hair colored and shadowed for $2,000? Because kill me.
But is it a class or are you just like watching them do it?
I imagine shadowing, much like if you're like training an employee, there's going to be a little bit of both. You can ask a question or be like, what is that? How did you do that? You know, that type of thing. It's not just like watching with like binoculars from across the room.
That's true. It's also, though, notably not with Chrissy.
Oh, well, see, that I don't know about. I mean, if she's the inventor.
This list, it says you could choose any available. So like maybe you would get her. I don't think so, though. And then it has one other stylist, which maybe she's great.
Maybe she's great, yeah.
A little crazy. $2,000 to like basically watch.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Is a lot. So basically her prices are high all around. But now we get to why she went viral, which is this girl named... Actually, don't know her real name. Does she have it on there anywhere? No.
No, it just says not famous.
Yeah, her username is not famous. So that's how people refer to her. And I saw a comment that was like, it sounds kind of like you're shading her when you're like, so this not famous girl.
Yeah.
But actually, that's just her username and whatever knows her as now. Let's watch the video that went viral. It has over 27 million views.
That's insane.
It says Hair by Chrissy, Habit Salon review by someone who's not famous. I don't know if she made this account just for this situation.
And that's why she says not famous.
Yeah.
It's a little bit overwhelming because everyone's kind of grabbing your hair everywhere. There's like 10 people around you and Chrissy's nowhere to be found. I don't know. Obviously she has a lot of followers and a lot of people are coming to get their hair done by her, but it was a little bit disappointing to like pay the price that I did for the service. I think she might have touched my hair for 60 seconds.
I will say, this is completely me coming in blind. Her hair looks amazing. It does. It looks so good.
It does. There's a shot from the back that we'll see in a bit that people are critiquing, saying that it's not blended very well.
Okay. Because from the front, I'm like, wow.
From the front, it looks good. Yeah.
I'm being so genuinely honest with you. And here's the receipt.
Wow.
So it says, well, Chrissy service, $2,974, which is a weird amount to begin with. Okay. It's a lot, but regardless, it's just an interesting number. Then it says the extensions, which she made her buy, which are $570. And then in another color, $456. So that's about $1,000 for just the hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I asked my hairdresser and she said anywhere from $500 to like $1,500, depending on how much hair you're getting.
Exactly. Yeah. For 22 inches. That does make sense, I will say. My question is the Chrissy service, I'm assuming that includes maybe like color, cut, blow dry, that type of thing.
Uh-huh.
That is an insane price for that. That is an insane price.
Well, and the fact
price.
That it says Chrissy service, but like Chrissy doesn't really do the service. It's like mostly Chrissy's assistants.
That's very misleading, I will say. If I pay for the Chrissy service, I better see Chrissy and she better serve me.
Yeah, let me... So I asked my hairdresser, I was grilling her and asking her all the questions. I was like, sorry for Amy's 80 questions, but she said, depending on how much hair you want and the length, it can seriously vary. I would say about $500 to $1,000 for the hair. Also, we find out though, she came with hair and they wouldn't let her use it.
That is common too, though.
But it was Bellamy hair.
Oh, well, see, my lady doesn't use Bellamy.
Oh, she like won't?
Yeah. Like if they don't like that type of hair and they don't believe in like its longevity and stuff, they're not going to install it in your head because my lady every 5 weeks has to move it up and style it and do the whole thing and cut my ends if they're dry. And so if it's bad quality, like she doesn't charge me extra for anything. So like my move ups are a set price. And every time I go, if she has to cut or curl or wash or whatever, she doesn't charge extra for that. She just charges for the move up. So you don't want to have like more services you have to do because the hair is like fried and looks like shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I get
Bellamy
that.
Is like a nice brand. That's
Bellamy's
like one of
the... a popular brand, but I got clip-in extensions for Bellamy that I did not like at all, to be honest.
Oh,
so it
was
the
kind that was the kind that I had too, but they were brand new and she wouldn't use them. I don't know if that's because she didn't like Bellamy or it's because they wanted to sell Chrissy's hair, which then ended up costing like another $1,000.
I genuinely have a question. Whenever I go, I do tip 20% of my service. And I know the tip here is $50, which obviously isn't 20%. But when your price tag is that high, do you still tip 20%? Is that supposed to be standard? Because that would be
I don't know, because I tip way more than 20% when I go, just because like I go all the time. I'm just like, here, I'm sorry, doing my roots yet again. But I tip her like a lot, but also she charges me like the bare minimum. So like, I don't know, because that would be like 20% would be a shit ton.
A lot. So I'm, I mean, like, I wouldn't.
I can't do the math right now, but like,
I really would not.
Yeah.
Especially because what are you tipping 20% on the hair? They're putting the service and the hair together. So like normally I buy my hair first, or like I send her the money, she buys the hair, and then I pay for the service of installing it. And that I will tip 20% on, of course. But I'm not going to tip 20% on the hair.
Well, so, and then I was asking about the install and she says that it's usually about $500 for the install.
Yeah.
I do remember when I got mine done, it was by like an extension bar, like it was a place that specialized in extensions that we did on Beauty Trippin'. So I didn't have to pay for any of it, thank God. I remember I had her contact info and I reached out when I needed to get them like moved up and she was going to charge me like, it was like another $1,000 or something to move them up. And I was like, And then I went to my girl and she was like, oh, it's fine. And she said she charges $75. Most people charge $150, but I only charge $75.
For installation?
For move-ups.
Oh, no. My move-ups are $300. I think it depends.
Oh, yeah.
On like how many. Oh, because some people have one row. It depends on how many wefts you have in your head. Because if I had half and they only needed to do one row, I think it would be half. So it depends on so many different things.
She said everyone at the salon I go to, she goes, everyone charges $150 for a move up. But then she said that there is a girl at the salon who she feels like rips people off. And she's seen her charge $3,000 for installation, hair, and then also coloring.
My God.
Which
why would anybody
is close
pay
to
that? Pay good money for your hair for sure. $3,000 is not good money. $3,000 to me is, you're like literally just like ripping me a new one.
So I asked her like, how often do people get like new hair, like you have to swap in new hair? And she goes, I would say replace it like twice a year. So right off the bat,
depends.
If it was this place, it would be like $4,000 twice a year. So that's $8,000. But then if you're getting, I'm pretty sure she says somewhere like we have a price of someone saying how much the move ups are for Chrissy, and it was like something ridiculous, like $1,000 or $1,500.
That's an insane price for a move-up.
So when you think of that, it's like that's like almost $20,000 a year.
I will say though, when you pay good money for your hair, which this is good money for hair, I would say that it should last you the full year. I just changed mine out for the first time this year. So like, I don't know. I feel like good hair should last longer than that. And I even had, Sherilyn was telling me, like, when she saw me in Vegas, like, your extensions, they, like, lasted so long. Mine, after, like, a month, looked like shit. I'm like, no, it's just the type of hair that you buy.
I feel like mine lasted a while, but I think I also, like, wore them a little past their life.
Right, right. And once they're done, they are done, honey. You could barely brush them.
They just look a little ratty, yeah. So,
anyway, all of that to say, this is still a ripoff, I think, but we'll let her continue.
That is just the price of Chrissy touching your hair. And when I tell you she touched my hair for 60 seconds, I'm restating this because I don't think it's talked about enough. When you're not famous and you go to Chrissy, she doesn't actually spend time on your hair. You walk in, she touches your hair, asks you what you want, then she tells everyone what to do on your hair. But the problem is when you have 10 people pulling your hair every way and like dyeing your hair, they're all kind of on different pages. So I'm gonna show you my inspo pic. I definitely don't think it met my like expectations. I didn't really notice a difference in the color from before. Like my roots are pretty still dark. I did ask for a shadow root, like the photo, but I don't know, it just didn't meet my expectations how I was expecting it to with the price that I paid. But again, you're never 100% going to be happy, and it's never going to 100% be perfect. So it's how you really lay it out in this situation, I guess. I feel like I'm just more upset about the fact that, like, I was like, oh, I'm going to go get my hair done by Chrissy. And it wasn't even Chrissy who did my hair. Like, she spent less than 60 seconds on my hair. Overwhelming. And there's, when I tell you, there's so many famous people in there. Like, there was like three girls like filming like a TikTok, and then there was other people getting the makeup done. Like when I was trying to leave, there was literally like a girl like filming a TikTok in front of the door, and I couldn't even get out for like 2 minutes because she was just filming a TikTok.
I wouldn't say those people are famous, you know what I mean? They're just influencers, or they're content creators, you know.
Yeah.
But okay,
so I feel like it was very just like TikTok land, and like very like
oh my god,
I don't know. It's so cute. I think it's so cute, but it definitely wasn't my cup of tea because I just felt overwhelmed and there was a lot going on and there was 20 people grabbing my hair. Like they curled my hair in like a minute because everyone had a curler. Like 10 girls around me having a curler, sorry, just like pulling your hair.
But I will say, and I've seen another girl post like a picture that showed her, or I guess she does a video where she's like talking about her experience. When you have multiple people doing your hair, they're all doing different pieces, you're not going to get necessarily the most cohesive look.
Oh no, I don't think there should be multiple people doing something like coloring because of that. But I mean, with the curling thing, I'm like, okay, like I could see blow drying or like trying to get people done quicker with things like that. And maybe Chrissy wouldn't be blow drying.
I feel like if they maybe have like slightly different techniques and stuff, it might, I mean,
yeah, but it's more temporary.
Probably looked fine. Yeah. But yeah.
I don't know. I guess I just like could see assistants being used for other things, not the entire service.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquids simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I would be offended by that.
The coloring especially.
Yeah, 100%.
I really love my hair and I just wanted to be honest with you guys because I've never seen someone do a video like this. It's definitely a very like hot topic right now about like Hair by Chrissy. I've been seeing it all over my page.
Wait, do we get to see the back of her head?
She shows it later. Here's an example of someone else's hair she did that was one of the celebrities. It's Everly LeBrand.
Oh my God.
Cole LeBrand's daughter. Well, stepdaughter. And it shows her getting her hair done at one time with three people.
I'm actually fucking dead at that because, yeah, I was about to say she has like two hairs. She's 4 years old.
Yeah.
what are you talking about?
Seems a little wild. And also it says quick and easy bouncy curls.
Obviously not that easy. You need reinforcement.
But then the description says like, Chrissy is able to show us an easy DIY curl that bounces beautifully with every movement. What fun.
Talk about an AI fucking description. Jesus.
And also, I'm like, easy DIY. There's three of you doing it. What are you talking about?
Oh my God.
So then she got a lot of people being like, why would you pay that? Like, what's wrong with you?
I mean, what do you do when you're in that scenario? I mean, I get the products. Yeah. Like, I would feel awkward about that. But I think I would say something with the products and be like, I actually don't need the shampoo and conditioner thing.
Yeah. I mean, but at that point, I'm like, it's $100 more.
Right. No, that's not the main issue. Like, oh, yeah.
You're already off the deep end.
Yeah.
But basically someone says, no babe, why would you pay that? Did you know it would be that much beforehand? How do you even have that much? And that was another thing I was thinking. I'm like, she looks like she's maybe 22.
I know.
Her parents must have money.
Maybe.
She's an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
At 22, I could not fathom.
No, not even
like
close.
Even paying $500 for, like, my mom had to pay for me to get my hair done. It was like a year overdue.
Yeah.
Guys, if you were upset about the last video about my honest review on Hair by Chrissy and you were like, what the heck? You're in for one for this. So basically what I texted her assistant was that I wanted to move my extensions up and then dye it the color of my inspo pic. And here's my inspo pic. And here's the text that I have between the girl.
Well, the comments blacken some of it, but...
Yeah, it's basically just asking about, like, roots. Do you want bright or keep natural root? And she says, maybe something that can be manageable but still bright. And then she said, yes, great. Extensions and color are around $3,500 to $4,500. $4,500 was the high end of that quote. It's crazy. But then she said, I already have extensions, though. I'm able to just move these up, or is that included? And then she said, sure, as long as they're the right color, because you can't color them. Move-ups are around $950. Color around $895.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's... wild.
You can color them. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I thought that was weird too.
Because my lady always does like a root something to the fucking... You could... Yeah, their hair. It's hair.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's real hair, isn't it?
Move-ups being $950. I would never have extensions. Every 5 weeks you need to... That's max, by the way.
Exactly, because it's as soon as your roots grow out, you have... It like... Oh my God.
It tugs at your head.
When it... Oh, it hurts so bad. And it just feels like you're crawling out of your skin. It's awful.
Yeah. So you can't skip those. And you need to do them every 5 weeks. That's once a month, basically. And $950 a month. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you make. That is ridiculous. That's like some people's mortgage payment.
And then I was saying that's only for the move up. So if you paid like $4,200 for the original one, if you do that once or twice a year, potentially, it ends up being almost $20,000.
That is fucking crazy. But to be fair, they did say a price that was within the range that she paid.
But she says that she has the extensions.
Oh, you're right.
That was also for new installation. This is for move-ups and color. So a little under $2,000 was what she got quoted. But then when she gets there, they wouldn't let her use the extensions. And then they charged her $2,700.
It is weird that she didn't tell her, no, we don't do work on other people's hair or salon or whatever. Like she didn't. That is annoying. And I would be very caught off guard by that. She's not talking to Chrissy here.
It's Chrissy's assistant, I guess.
Oh, so she like never talks to her ever.
Probably not. No.
And I will say in these text messages, she's not asking, is Chrissy gonna do my hair? But I mean, I would assume if I'm booking
with
Chrissy.
Yeah, but if it's Chrissy's assistant.
Yeah, I would be assuming that I was gonna do it with her. I would.
So the day comes that I show up to Chrissy, I knew that the price was gonna be in the 1000s just for the color and the move up, which I was fine with because I've been searching for a good
hairstylist for a while, and I thought Chrissy might be my new one. But I showed up with actually brand new extensions that I've had for a while. Because I was like, you know what, maybe just like she doesn't want to move them up because she thinks they're old or something. So I brought these brand new ones.
That wouldn't mean that it's not a move up. It would be like a new installation.
That would be an installation, yeah, for the new
hair. So that's why it costs more.
Yeah. Because I think, I might be stupid here, I think once they do the installation, all the wefts, so there's like four wefts to a row, are already stuck together in some way. Versus yeah. when they come
like
new,
you're just
they're
like
all
moving
separate.
It. And you're, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, no, you take them off. And then you put new
No, I know. And yeah. they clean the, yeah.
Exactly.
But it's a different process than just
yeah,
moving
for
them
sure.
Up. Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, Tushy.
Tis the season to stress shop for people who already have everything. I've got the gift that is endlessly luxurious, useful every day, and honestly would slay at a white elephant party, if I do say so myself.
And it's one of Jessie's favorite things she owns.
Sure is. We're talking about Tushy, which makes the best bidets ever, and I am a bidet lover. I have never looked back or used toilet paper since I discovered bidets.
Yeah, all you have to do is sit, cleanse, and then there's a built-in air dryer. So it's true, you don't need toilet paper because it takes care of everything for you.
Tushy specifically makes such beautiful bidets, and I know bidet and beautiful don't seem like they go in the same sentence, but they do. And every Tushy bidet easily attaches to your toilet without any additional plumbing, so installation is super easy.
And it features a soft close lid, so it's slam proof and gives you a gentle, luxurious finish.
And every Hello Tushy bidet comes with a 30-day hassle-free return and 12-month warranty.
Remember, a-hole is only a dirty word if you wipe. And for a limited time, our listeners get 10% off their first bidet order when they use the code DWKT at checkout.
That's 10% off your first bidet order over at hellotushy.com using the promo code DWKT. And thank you so much to Tushy for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
And she opened them up. She was just like, no, 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 these are not good. Like, this is too yellow. And mind you, like... They literally look the same. They literally look the same. Like, even they look even brighter and more like my inspo pic. But there was 4 to 5 girls standing around me telling me that it was ugly. They weren't saying that it was ugly, but like they were saying with their words, like things around it. And it was making me feel really bad. So I said, okay, look, Chrissy, like I'll buy the extensions. If you can promise me it's gonna look exactly like the inspo pic. And she was like, yes, 100%. It's gonna look exactly like it. Just let us take over. So I was like, okay. And in my mind, I knew that it was gonna be in the 4,000s, anywhere from the 3,500 to 4,500 range. And I just told myself, like, this is what I've been wanting. I've been wanting my hair to look this bright and no one's been able to achieve it for me. So I dropped multiple bands because I thought it was gonna be my perfect hair, and when they were blow drying my hair, I was just so
for 5 weeks
disappointed. I was so disappointed. I was just like trying to breathe. There was so much going on around me. I didn't like my hair. I knew I was losing so much money, and the girls around me were like, oh, it looks exactly like the picture, and I just knew that it didn't. And so not only did I feel like they were being fake, but like they bullied me into buying new hair, which made me feel really terrible about myself. And then at the end, this is the worst part, because this set me over the edge. When I was paying, I'm gonna enter the receipt again. You can see all the charges of like the serum, the shampoo, the conditioner, the detangler. I had no idea that I bought that. Because when I tell you, I was so overwhelmed. There was everyone like filming videos. Everyone was doing everything. Everyone was everywhere. Here, like Chrissy literally like shoved all of this in the bag and said, here you go. And then the girl at the front rang me up for it. And I was like, oh, maybe this is like complimentary. Like, I don't know. Like, no, honey, you're buying that now. This is like over $100 worth of stuff. And I love these products. I use them every day, but like, really, like, I don't know. It was definitely, it was interesting.
So I've kind of mixed feelings. I'm like, it sounds like she did get kind of like, I'm not going to say scam because I need to use legally protective language. I don't think she was scammed. I think she was kind of misled in some of it, but she did also go in like, well, not go in. Once she got there, she like agreed to the extensions, the new ones. And also it wasn't a move up regardless. So I feel like originally I thought it was like, oh, she got quoted 2,000. They made her pay over 4. But she got quoted 2,000 for like a less significant process than she got done. So yeah. Like she did pay what they had originally quoted.
I guess a super honest and good way to do business, I'll say. Like I think that they could be more transparent and say, we're not going to work with whatever hair you bring in because we only work with our hair, which is fine. I know a lot of hairstylists do that.
But be upfront about it.
Yeah. To say like, oh yeah, well then if you're fine with it not being the right color, like, we'll move it up for you. Yeah. No, you won't.
Exactly. So I feel like they definitely could have handled it better. Right. I also don't feel like they flat out, it's not like they did anything that shady.
I think the price is shady as fuck, but I guess I do too.
But if she went into it knowing that, like,
no, then, 100%.
I mean, the fact that she was willing to pay $950 for move ups is crazy.
That's insane.
So this is her kind of like changing. I'll let her talk. Some people, I guess, think that a cease and desist elicited this switch up, but I don't know.
Okay, guys. So here's going to be my final update about Hair by Christy, and then boom, we're squashing it. Okay, guys? So a lot of you guys have asked, has she reached out to you? The answer is no. I mean, why would she? At the end of the day, I could have told her that I wanted something different with my hair or it didn't really meet my expectations, but I didn't. And the reason to that was because I felt extremely out of place in that salon. I mean, I had people ask me what my name was about 20 to 30 times while I was there because they had to add everything that they used on my bill. And she had different assistants switching out on my hair. So you can imagine what that felt like. And I felt like everyone else in the chair, their name was known. So it just kind of made me feel a little bit like out of place in a way. So I didn't really want to be there any longer because it was so overwhelming and everything that we've already talked about. But I want to clarify that me speaking out about this and my honest review was to only give a review of how I felt as a non-famous person in Christy's salon. And I have worked with a girl who did my hair and she had an assistant, but like her assistant would do my hair 25% of the time and then she would do it 75% of the time. Like the assistant would dry and curl, but she would actually put my extensions in and dye. So it was just something new to me that I had no idea that Christy didn't do those things, which if that's how she operates her salon, props to her. I mean, I know so many influencers who go to her and it's such an amazing thing that she's able to do that for such a high price. And even though that it's not my cup of tea since she doesn't actually do my hair, it could be other people's cups of tea. So I just wanted to like put that out there. I know a lot of like influencers who have been making like kind of mean remarks to me, but I think that if we just step back and we just remember that like people are gonna be mean and throw shade and that is normal on social media, but like us as a community and as our family who has all been like involved in this honest review, let's not give shade to Hate by Christy.
What is happening?
I don't know. She's kind of crashing out. Yeah. I feel like, I don't know if there was a cease and desist or if it was just like she got overwhelmed with all the attention because like 27 million is a lot. I feel like people are kind of running with just like $4,000 per hair. And then that's the story. And they aren't really even listening to it. So she's like kind of like trying to clarify because she never says that it looked bad. It's like being thought of as a bad review. But in reality, like it wasn't really a bad review. It was just kind of like pointing out that it was like a little iffy.
I mean, yeah, I think that that's fair to say your experience when you paid that much money. She really wasn't bashing her. She just was like, Christy doesn't touch your hair for all that money. You're getting the Christy experience and Christy's nowhere to be found. I think that that's pretty relevant. And for people to know like, oh, if I book with Christy, she's probably not going to touch my hair. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So Christy was not pleased.
Shut the fuck up. Oh my God, I can't.
This is what I think is crazy. Like up until now, I'm kind of like, why would you pay that much to get your hair done? I mean, like weird. Yeah, she could have been more honest, but like you did agree to pay that. Like, I don't know. I don't think it's that big of a deal. Then apparently Christy crashes out starts posting on her Instagram story.
Y'all saw me trying to stop the beef. You guys saw me being nice, genuine, kind. I'm no more Miss Kind anymore, okay?
I'm no more Miss Kind. You guys have
been sending me her videos, her reposts, her profile picture in my DMs. And it's just crazy because she did that after I made my sorry video and my kind video. Okay, so honestly, Christy, I'm so sorry that a peasant like me, came into your salon, sat in your chair, was unhappy with the way you treated me and my hair, and then made an honest review about it. And this is how you go about it? I am mind-boggled. I am shocked.
Okay, now I want to see what she said.
I just woke up and saw Christy's story and everyone messages and comments, and this
Girl, your sheets. I can't hear you.
I know. I was like, come on. So this is Chrissy's story.
Is this Chrissy? No, this is the girl we just saw.
No, this is the girl, but Chrissy is posting this.
Okay, it says before. I will say that is a lot darker of a route than her inspo picture. Yeah. For sure.
Which it's is cute, what some nice. Of her dissatisfaction was.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it looks great. I will not say it doesn't look great. I'm just saying that definitely darker.
That's so much hair. Like, I feel like that you could, like, use it as a blanket at night.
Me, literally now with my 24-inch extensions. Shut the fuck up.
So then she posts, merch coming soon. Hair in 4K. And then there's another one.
First of all, that looks like shit. Even as a joke.
I know. I was like, and it's ugly. Who would buy that?
It's the
and
worst it's a, thing.
I paid 4K for this.
Pre-sale now. Obviously, these are not real shirts and are not going to go on sale. I think this is very silly. Very fucking silly.
And Chrissy's like an adult.
Chrissy's an adult. And also, Chrissy had every opportunity to get on if she wanted to, like, address anything. Could have been one text thing where it says, like, hey, I charge for my experience. I charge for whatever the fuck you feel you set your prices for. Explain that to people who don't understand it and then call it a fucking day. Because the hair didn't look bad. She wasn't saying you fried her hair off. Hair by Crispy. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was allegations from years ago.
I doubt it's hurting her business that much. The people that are furious over the 4K wouldn't have ever paid 4K to get their hair done.
No, but I have seen many, many artists, like fellow hairstylists, they have weighed in on this and basically said that, like, there was this one guy, I see him all the time, I forget his name, but he charges a shit ton. I'm talking like $10,000. No. Not him. He charges like $10,000 for extensions. This is some crazy fucking, I mean, not just for extensions. He'll charge for like color corrections too. He's like known for doing these like very intense color corrections. Either way.
He's giving you a massage and a manicure as
he's sucking my ass. Like, what is he doing for that? But regardless, he put on screen, I may charge $10,000 for your hair, but I will never have an assistant wash your hair in the bowl or something like that. Like, he was just like joking about the situation.
Which is funny because like that is what the assistant I would think would do is they'll like wash you or they'll do like the things that 100% are like super skill dependent.
Yeah, even my old salon that I used to go to when I was a teenager, they used to have this like one sweet little old lady who shampooed everybody and she was the best, gave the best head massages, and I never thought twice about it. Like, it totally makes sense.
My mom's hairdresser for like literally like my entire growing up that she always went to, she had an assistant and that's who became my hairdresser afterwards. But like she would like do the washing and like then just like prepare like the color and stuff.
Yes,
but then the actual hairdresser would do it. But
my
it
current
like
hairdresser from start to finish, it is just her. Like she does everything.
Same.
So yeah, I don't really get it. I would never pay that much. But if people are paying for the experience or because she's famous, like you're stylist said, and like super well known, she created the technique for your hair. I don't see a problem with that if people are willing to pay that and they're transparent.
Exactly.
I don't think they were super transparent. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think here they were not super transparent and they should have been. And then now they're just annoying. Like that's what I'm
getting. Now it's just like petty and weird and bullying. Like this girl, like, yeah, she got a lot of views on this video, but I don't think she had a following before. So like, I'm just like, what are you doing? Apparently Chrissy posted 41 TikToks in 24 hours and would make the cover picture digs at the client. Things about the 4K cost. I guess they're not there anymore, but yeah, it says
4K Bob.
It's like even when it's not her, the girl that got her hair done, she just changed the cover photos for all of the, or I guess these are new videos, but she made the cover pictures for all of them having like quotes on them. And it says 4K hair loading, give me 4K hair, 4K Bob. And it's like all of them
that
say
so
something
fucking
about 4K.
Annoying. Our researcher does say that you can change the cover picture within 7 days of posting a video. So like now, if you go to look at her TikTok, it's not that. Like those aren't the captions. Yeah. And she thinks that's what happened there because this screenshot that we have is from somebody covering it. So they had the screenshot of it. It's just so fucking stupid.
It wasn't even the price as much as like what she got for the price. But then also to make all of the jokes about the price is weird. Let's do one more from the not famous girl, that one. She is like reacting to some of the other stories that Chrissy just posted.
Okay, I decided to make a part three, so let's get into it.
That's Chrissy. She's a adult.
That's so stupid. So it's basically three different back-to-back stories that are saying like,
it's
I
saying,
do
like, Chrissy cuts, Chrissy.
The work. Yeah.
Yes, Chrissy curls hair. The problem is she does one curl and walks away. The problem is she does one cut, walks away. In the video, you can literally see it. Like, you can literally see it. So I'm gonna explain step by step of what Chrissy did because it's making me mad now. It's actually making me mad and I never wanted to make part three. I just wanna be done with it. But listen, okay? So I walked in there. Obviously, she was like, all right, those extensions, no. And then they brought out the new extensions. She never, like, held them up or anything how they do in, like, all those, like, famous people's videos, which, whatever. But then when they were coloring my hair, I think she stopped by. She did something in the front. She did one foil, walked away. So we're probably at, what, 20 seconds now? And then I think she came back for a part in the back. She did something in the back for like 10 seconds. So that's 30 seconds now. And then I went over to the bowl. They washed me out. And she came over, said, use N4 or something, a toner or something. Walked away. So that's 35 seconds probably. Then they were like, she came over, looked at my color, was like, looks good or something, then walked away. But she's not actually like doing anything. She's just like telling everyone what to do and she's not actually doing it. I don't know why I feel the need to explain myself, but yeah. Then I will say she cut all of my hair, but it was like 15 seconds. Like she was like, oh, how do you want your hair cut? She put everything in the front and then she cut it like that. And then she walked away and said, curl her up. She never curled my hair. She didn't style it. I was never asked, how do you want your hair styled? They just put me in rollers and curled my hair and sent me on my way. So yes, Chrissy cuts hair, does hair, curls hair, but if you're not famous, she doesn't do it for very long. And she did cut all of my hair. She did. She just blended it into my extensions and it took her, literally, it was so fast.
I mean, yeah, I believe her. Like, I'm not saying Chrissy can't do hair. I'm saying that, like, she shouldn't pick and choose if she's making and accepting appointments. She shouldn't pick and choose who she gives attention to. It should be whoever's in her chair.
Yeah, and I have a feeling that she probably has, like, multiple clients all at the same time that she's, like, bouncing between. That she's just like, okay, looks good. I'm not needed here, bye.
Yeah, no, that's fucking insane.
So other people have come out. There was one that had a similar type story. There was another influencer that came out that has 2 million followers, and she said Chrissy did it for free, and she had no complaints.
Oh,
and
it's like, I'm sure.
Okay, well, why are you weighing in then?
She did say in the caption that if she was that girl, she would be mad too, like after paying that much, you know what I mean? But yeah, she has no complaints. I'm like, literally, then why are you here?
We'll take this with a grain of salt because it's just a TikTok comment, but someone said, I took her extension class for $2,500. She did not teach a single part of said class.
That, I mean, that literally could be wrong and like just like made up.
It could. And yeah, there was someone that said that they like fixed a girl's hair that got it done by Chrissy and was like super damaged. And
I mean, she did have that nickname. Who knows if it's legit or not?
Yeah, I was like, clearly she got better at a certain point, but yeah, 2020 wasn't that long ago. Oh.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Lastly, there was a hairdresser that pulled an Alfredo Lewis that offered to fly this girl out and do her hair for free. But to that, I say, her hair doesn't look bad.
Her hair looks fine. Like, I did wonder, and my biggest nightmare is like, if my lady stops doing extensions, I'm like, who do I go to? What do I do now? Like, most people don't accept hair from like somebody else. So it's like, how would that fucking work? So I do worry for her in 5 weeks. But, you know, it looks great right now.
Yeah, like, I don't feel like she needs to rush and go get it fixed.
No, it looks
like,
awesome, I feel like, to be honest.
Just, like,
not
get it done again
100%
later.
Spot on to the inspo pick, which if I'm paying that much, I want to be that girl. But I want you to buy me the clothes. I want to do the whole thing from the inspo pic.
And she did specify when she bought the hair, she said that she's like, okay, well, I'll buy it if it'll look like the inspo picture. And then it didn't.
And then it didn't.
But yeah, I don't think I would like rush to go get it, quote unquote, fixed. I would just like get it done how I wanted, hopefully the next time.
I agree. But all in all, I would never, I mean, this is pretty bad publicity for Hair by Chrissy. I would never go there.
Basically, my hairdresser ended our conversation by saying, okay, so it's a fucked up situation, but as a hairstylist, after you've explained it to me, honestly, it all makes sense. I would say it's not as far-fetched as it seems. And I was like, I mean, I believe that there's people, especially in LA, that would pay that much.
100%.
So the whole thing, I don't think it was like this girl was super overreacting because I don't think she said anything bad. My biggest takeaway from this whole situation is how Chrissy handled it and reacted because like, what the fuck? Like,
after
that's so weird.
Taking that $4,000 in her fucking pocket and then to do that on top of it is yucky.
Yeah, like, fuck you.
Yeah. Okay. So next up is our favorite person, Colleen Ballinger.
Getting back to our roots.
Fuck. Didn't know we'd be here again.
I know. I did figure eventually she would do, I don't know. I didn't know this was going to be, actually, sorry, all over the place. Someone pointed out it might have been our powers that summoned her.
I did see that. Yeah, because we were talking about her in our last episode.
I did bring up that girl like randomly sounded like Miranda Sings. And it wasn't even like Colleen. It was the Miranda Sings. I'm like, maybe I did. Pretty powerful. And that was before it happened. Like, we filmed last Tuesday. So this came out, I think, Thursday.
Yeah. And I have to admit, I am pretty surprised that she did this. So she went on Raven, I was going to call her Raven Baxter, Raven Simone's podcast with her wife, Miranda.
Actually, which is funny enough, crazy.
That's fucking crazy.
That's also who she went on. Like, I was like really surprised to see that that was the podcast she was on.
They launched it with the title Exclusive Colleen Ballinger's Actual, in all caps, Apology. And this was quickly changed because I don't think
there wasn't an actual
people.
Apology.
Yeah, I don't think people took this as any sort of redemption for Colleen. I think that in general, I can't lie and say like I'm not interested in a few of the answers. Like, they did ask some questions that I'm sure people wanted to know about, like pretty much most of the allegations. You know what I mean? Like, they did ask about them. You know, she asks about grooming. She asks about the girl in the yoga challenge that felt, you know, very uncomfortable. She talks about the kid eating Cheetos out of her pants. Like, all of those things they did ask about them. I'm not gonna lie and say that they were like pressing her and like made her, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like that. I think that they kind of just let her speak and we're like giving her a lot of like, right, you know, that maybe people took as like passiveness that she didn't deserve.
I saw a lot of people just kind of the same sentiment that like it didn't seem like they were very familiar with the allegations and everything, and that like a producer had kind of handed them a sheet and was like, this is what she's going to talk about.
It could be they also were very familiar though with like the ukulele apology. They talked about how
that's
when they
what
both
I think
watched
they were
it,
familiar
how they felt
with, though. Because I think there was like kind of like that was the peak of everything.
Yeah, there was a lot of TikTok clips that were short and, you know, that make it kind of like hard to understand what the interview was like. What was the point of it? I still don't entirely know. I know that Raven and Miranda do have guests on their podcast. You know, they had like Chelsea Handler and other people. But Colleen specifically, it is so bizarre to have her on your show and platform her that I really can't understand the motive behind it other than like, I guess, views and stuff. Like, they don't do great with views.
It makes
usually
me think that it was a favor or something with a publicist. Like, someone was like,
crazy.
Hey, could you like have her on? Like, she's trying to, it'll do well. And like, they were like, oh, okay.
I guess. But either way, they changed the title to Exclusive Colleen Ballinger Tells Her Side. So remember, the first one was her actual apology. People were like, there is none. They changed it. Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our next sponsor, and that's Cozy Earth.
With the holidays coming up, I feel like sometimes when you get like functional presents, they're like not necessarily the best. Like, you're kind of like, thanks, I needed that. And like, you did need it, but it's not that fun. This is something that I feel like it's functional, but also they will very much appreciate, because Cozy Earth, you guys, they're the softest sheets I've ever had. It makes me not want to get out of bed, honestly.
Yeah, I've had to purchase a few more because the other sheets that I had, I would have to use in between washing my Cozy Earth sheets. And it was a very unfortunate experience switching back to the sheets I used to sleep on. And that is because Cozy Earth makes some of the softest sheets I've ever touched in my life. They are bamboo, temperature regulating. They give you such a wonderful sleep. They're like not cold, not hot. It's just the perfect, anytime you rub your little feetsies on them, it's just perfect. They also make pajamas out of the same material, which is, you know, lovely combo to have, might I add.
And they have a 100 night sleep trial, so you can try them out. And if you don't love them, you can return them hassle free, but I guarantee you, you will love them.
They also have a 10 year warranty. space. So Cozy Earth is pretty confident in their products.
They'll withstand all the washes.
Yeah, for sure.
And Black Friday has come early at Cozy Earth because right now you can use our code DWKT on top of the site-wide sale they're already having, and it gives you up to 40% off in savings.
That's CozyEarth.com using code DWKT for up to 40% off in savings. And these deals are not going to last, so start your holiday shopping today. And if you get the post-purchase survey, it helps us out a lot if you let them know the girlies sent you. But thank you so much to Cozy Earth for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. Something that I found interesting is that Colleen describes it as her content was never made for children. That was never supposed to happen. And as time continued, she still didn't believe that her content catered to children.
What do you mean she didn't believe it? Look at the fucking demo. Like,
people started coming to the shows and saying that they were inspired by the character, and they were inspired by her resilience, and that she didn't care what haters said about her, and she didn't care that people were
joking.
She still just
because her whole thing was haters back off.
Like, she's no, like, one
that's
said
not inspirational.
I'm so inspired by Miranda's. Give me a fucking break.
Absolutely not.
Her true, authentic self, and was confident no matter what anyone said. And so, and that was never my intention, but it was a cool thing to watch happen that all of a sudden people were inspired.
And this was still, and this was still live, right? This was not on YouTube yet.
Well, it was on YouTube. It was both. So I had YouTube, and I used YouTube as a way to promote the live shows. So online, it was mostly, you know, people hating Miranda. I mean, there were some comments too, like laughing and thinking it was fun and silly and whatever. But yes, it was definitely in person and in fan letters and whatnot. That's where I would get the comments of like, this really helped me, you know, to be myself, to be my weird self, and to have confidence and not listen to the haters. And that was like a really pleasant surprise of doing the character that I wasn't expecting, was it becoming something that kind of became an inspiration for people to not care what people thought, especially as the internet was growing and rising and, you know, online bullying and hate was getting worse and worse. Like, I think it was good for people to see and hear someone who wasn't traditionally pretty or talented. You know, it was like this weird looking, untalented girl, like, I don't care what you say, I'm so confident. Like, she didn't, you know, Miranda didn't care what anyone said.
When Miranda came to be, it really wasn't, like, that was for an adult audience.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I certainly never thought I'm making a kid show or a kid character or something to entertain children. Like, that was never the goal, ever, actually.
I could believe that she didn't start it doing that. Like, she didn't create the character for children.
Children, I feel like she's referring to, like, I didn't make a children's character, like, for, like, eight-year-olds. But, like...
Like, you're not Mr. Rogers.
Exactly,
you know,
but no one's saying that. Like, it's that it was, like, young teenagers, which are still children.
Literally me.
Yeah.
When I was a fan of Miranda Sings, I was in high school, I was a teenager, and I wasn't even close to graduating. I must have been, like, a freshman or sophomore. You appealed to primarily probably, like, theater kids.
Yeah.
Who are very young and weird and lonely.
And people also that recognized, like, I think a lot of the hate she got is because people didn't even, like, know that it was a character because it was, like, so new on the
100%.
Internet that it was, like, people are giving her shit because they actually think that she's just, like, weird and a bad singer. But that people that appreciated it knew it was a character, and, like, you used to talk in Miranda Sings' voice all the time. They, like, played into that. Acting like she's this, like, poster child for being inspirational. Come on. Like, she's rewriting history right now.
Yeah, no, 100%. And she does that a lot throughout the entire podcast. One of the things she talks about, too, is, like, that it was, like, very jarring when everything kind of, like, when the veil fell.
Well, yeah,
and, like,
I
people
bet,
understood.
You've been doing it for
but
fucking
she describes
years.
It as, like, something that had been, like, bubbling for a while. And I almost wonder if by that she meant that, like, she had heard whisperings of people feeling some type of way and, like, just knew maybe one day it would get out. I don't know what she meant by that exactly, but she, like, felt like it was, like, small bubblings, and then it was
she
just,
had gotten,
everything
like, quiet,
just exploded.
Like, criticism here and there, but it wasn't the majority, so she
exactly.
kind of ignored it. Yeah.
Yeah, here she starts talking about kind of like the parasocial, that's what she calls it, relationship that she had with fans.
Parasocial, you mean the actual relationship that you had in chat rooms with
literally
them?
Yeah.
When you first got that ting about, oh no, something is going astray, what happened personally, internally to you?
You know, it was kind of a slow build. And I feel like I felt it brewing for a little bit first, you know. It was a very jarring experience. And first, I think I should say, you know, when my audience kind of grew and it went from this older audience to, you know, it spread and there was now a lot more teens watching me.
A lot more teens. They were always teenagers.
Off.
That is insane. 30-year-olds weren't watching Miranda Sings.
No, I really don't think so.
That is absolutely her.
Maybe a
lying.
Few were.
Yeah, that was
not
the majority. And she knew that.
I didn't adjust my comedy very much because I was like, well, they found me doing this. So this is what they like. And this is what I like. So I'm going to keep doing the comedy they like. And I did adjust it a little bit over time.
To be worse.
Yeah, I was going to say to be more severe. Yeah.
To be more vulgar. Yeah. She says a word a lot, crass. And I'm like, yeah.
That's pretty fucking one crass. Word. Yeah.
Much more careful about is I didn't adjust my interactions with my fans. And that's something I regret a lot because, like I said earlier, the difference between me and a mainstream celebrity, at least in the beginning, was that I was attainable and look, she'll talk to us. She'll interact with us.
Literally.
And she's talking to us from her living room. She'll talk about anything. And she's so open and she'll talk one-on-one with us. She meets us in person at her shows and whatnot. And
in her hotel
we
rooms.
Know her, you know, and I didn't think about that there when I was interacting with my fans, I didn't think about a power dynamic that could have been there. I didn't think about a parasocial relationship. And I should have. I should have been more responsible in thinking about that. But I didn't even think of myself that way. I was like, yeah, we are friends.
You were an adult meeting with kids.
The thing is that what she's describing doesn't match up with like people who have seen those chat rooms. I mean, we've covered it and everybody and their moms have covered it at this point. Like those chat rooms and like the screenshots and stuff, they're available. People can read it. It's so not on par with anything anyone in this industry can relate to.
Yeah.
Like, sure, maybe some people, you know, got friendly with fans and you thought that you could be personable and whatever. That doesn't equate to talking about like sex and very, very vulgar and crazy shit. That doesn't add up. That's not the same thing as being like, oh, I DM too much. Like maybe I like opened up my life too much to my fans or whatever the fuck. This is so above that.
As like a parasocial thing when like she was in there like trauma dumping about her marriage to a bunch of teenagers.
Literally.
I'm like, what do you mean parasocial? You were actually talking to them. You didn't care about their lives, but you were like very much sharing yours to the point that like, yeah, maybe you could consider it parasocial, but also like you were having these one-on-one conversations with them too.
100%. No, it goes again so far beyond what any influencer can relate to. I think that having a parasocial relationship, I think of like also when I used to share my children online and stuff, it just felt a little bit more parasocial and I didn't like that. And so, yeah, you adjust with time. I get that. I don't get what she did. That's a little bit beyond that.
I felt the same way. And so for me, I was like, well, I'm just talking to my friends. I talk to all of them like they're my friends, my
that's
sisters, all the fans.
Wasn't Adam like 13?
Yes.
Or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, like that like, is why this is insane to refer to it as like, I thought they were my friends.
Your friends?
You were a fully grown adult talking to like 12
I'm
32 to 13,
years old.
Could you imagine?
We've talked about this before. No, I can't even talk to a 13-year-old if they're like a family friend. Like, I don't know what to say to them. What do we have in common? How's school?
My friend's stepson was in her wedding and he's 11. And I would like say stuff and I'd be like, haha, you know,
I'm what
like,
do you play Fortnite?
Literally, like, I'm like, how do you talk to the kids? Genuinely. What do you say? And she was like, oh my God, my marriage, my favorite sex position. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, no, it's beyond.
I definitely should have been more careful with the way I was joking with them and the things I was saying to them.
Do you feel like not having a team earlier in your career hindered you from making better decisions?
I definitely wish I had someone to give me advice. I was, you know, I was with that group of like the first YouTubers that kind of like rose to any sort of stardom or fame, you know, in the beginning. So it's not like there were people before me doing this that I could look to and ask questions about. This was a new thing.
Grace Helbig and Mamrie Hart didn't need someone to tell them not to DM like a bunch of children.
Good point.
Like, what are
Jenna
you talking
Marbles?
About?
Yeah. Yeah, I think she's pretty squeaky clean in comparison. Also, just a general note, I am like so in awe that people still use these Shure mics in their podcast. It sounds so bad. Does it not sound bad for you?
I think it depends on the person. Because remember when we, Kayla Malik, they were like fucking hitting theirs and it sounded fine. I
That's
was like, what?
True,
how do you?
Oh my God. The room noise is what gets me with the Shure mics. Like every time I press play, it's like, like I just, it's, it drives me insane. And honestly, when we used to use the Shure mics, sounded the same. Was I in a fucking coma for those months? How did I not realize? Anyway, okay, moving on. Just a podcast note.
I'm not saying that as an excuse. You know, there's plenty of other people who rose to fame who didn't interact with their fans. And, but it was something that I felt was an appeal to why people were watching me at all. And I felt such pressure to like make sure I made my fans happy because I wanted to do anything that they wanted and I wanted to write back to every letter and respond to every message and whatever they asked for, I wanted to give them and do because they were the reason I had the career that I have.
Oh, come on.
I don't know about that.
I'm
I don't
such
buy
a
that
martyr.
At all.
Like, yeah, no, that's how all of the YouTubers like operated because yes, you did have a more direct line to your audience and that is why YouTubers and influencers are such a thing now because they are like a more accessible celebrity. But not
yeah,
like
course,
most people didn't handle it the same way you did. Also, your
close.
Fans weren't asking for a lot of the stuff you were giving them.
Right. No, 100%. She could have drawn boundaries and still been as interactive with her fans. If she wanted to have a chat group with her fans, I still think that's weird. But if there had been nothing sexual and they just talk about videos that she posted, sure, and they have like their feedback on it and she, you know, whatever, gave them that direct line, nobody would be having exposed videos of Colleen. You know exactly what I mean? Like, it's just like, you went too far. You wanted that.
It was giving more, the fame got to her and she was like, oh my God, look it. I can tell all of them jump and they'll ask me how high. Like, she claims, yeah, she doesn't know there was a power dynamic, but that is absolutely why she was doing it.
No, but
it.
It's
like,
also she just was getting something she's fucking out of it. Weird.
Yeah.
That's why those topics were being discussed, because she was very crass and very weird and very sexual.
And I think like, she thought it was funny.
Like, that is her personality, I guess.
Yeah.
This is her talking about the ukulele video.
It's really embarrassing. I wish that I could handle it a lot differently than I did.
When you say that, are you talking about like the apology?
Talking
videos?
About a musical instrument that I should have not picked up. Yes, I mean, I should have listened to what people were saying, and I should have.
I think people want an apology. I think people want for you to acknowledge the things that happened on stage. I hope that you give that to them.
I agree with you. I think that they do want an apology, and I am sorry. And here's the thing is, when you mess up and when you make a mistake and do something wrong, sometimes you got to keep apologizing for it.
Yeah, you haven't been.
Keep?
Though.
You never started.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay.
Usually you got to start with one.
Yeah. And people keep saying it's an apology song. I didn't apologize in that thing.
You did not.
I
you
did not.
No,
there
you
was
correct.
No
you did not
sorry
apologize.
In that.
You did not. I was actually laughing. So, you know, that was some crazy penmanship.
We also, in watching it, I remember one of the things that we talked about was it felt like you were angry.
Yeah,
and, I was.
And mocking
and
everyone?
Just
fed up.
Yeah, fed up. I was.
Yeah.
And it's very clear that I was angry. And that's why I keep saying I wish that I had just paused for a second and listened to my fans, to my supporters.
You still have it, though.
While there were things being said about me that weren't true.
Like what?
Yeah, what? So she talks about, we're going to get to it in a second, the different allegations. The only one that she basically denies is the grooming.
She doesn't
everything
seem
else
to
she
know
admits
what grooming
to and just explains,
means, though.
Oh, well.
Well, no, just generally, I feel like, you know, like she's always denounced the grooming and it's like, well, it wasn't grooming in the sense that like she was trying to have sex with these kids or something. But like, that's not the only definition of grooming.
I just wanted them to be happy. I wanted to make them happy. Well, they wanted an explanation. They wanted to understand what's going on and they deserved that. And I didn't give it to them. Instead, I was angry and sang a song and it was just crazy.
It blew shit up.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It was.
I'm aware.
Okay, just letting you know, that was crazy, bro.
Did they want an explanation? Like, I don't think there was an explanation. That's one of the problems. It was.
No, I think it's fair to say, well, and we're going to hear her explanation to things. I think it's fair to say people wanted an explanation, but there really is no explanation that could make what we all saw in people's account of things and everything. There's nothing that would make it better.
Yeah,
it would
I guess
really
I was
just
like,
be like,
I guess
holy
the explanation
shit,
would
sorry.
Be like, wow, I'm fucking sick and needed to go to therapy so I can learn how friends my own age and not vent to a bunch of 12-year-olds. I just feel like, no, people wanted an apology and an acknowledgement that you hurt a lot of people and that you did things that weren't just like, that was a bad taste joke. Like, no, you were like, what? Wasn't there a girl that she like bullied that it was like it was her fan and then she like made fun of later or something?
Oh my God, the girl who was chronically ill.
Yeah. Like there was shit that she did that was like, no, she was just a nasty person. Trisha? Where's the Trisha apology?
True. Yeah.
The Adam apology. Like there's so many things that she doesn't acknowledge. And I hate when people, some things were true and some things weren't true. Well, let's get more specific. Come on.
Yeah. She does a little bit. Okay. So we will get into that.
Like you were saying, I did want to address it. And I was being told, I got a lot of advice from a lot of people. And the majority of the advice was don't say anything. Mm. And I'm sure you know from being in the
honey,
industry
I tell
for so
her
long.
All the time. Don't say nothing.
Right. Don't address it. Don't say anything. It will just make it worse. Don't address it. Don't say anything. It'll just make it worse. But I was in this, I'm in a different position than a traditional celebrity because people watched me because I was so open and I talked about everything. I mean, I talked about everything like that. I've been through my mental health and my births and my pregnancies and my journey to fame. Like, I mean, everything I've been through, I've talked about online very openly. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, my audience, that was one of the reasons they liked watching me.
How does that make you grab a ukulele?
It's also that, like, your job isn't like a mainstream celebrity, because a mainstream celebrity, they could have a scandal going on, but they could have booked a movie, and they're still filming the movie, and they're being paid by someone else. Her problem is that she couldn't show her face and not acknowledge it, because, like, everyone is just watching her. So it's like, hey, unless you're going to acknowledge it, people are going to keep pushing. So, like, you can't just ignore it. And then to come out with the... I, like, still remember the day that I was... because my mom was over helping me move and she was like packing and even she like stopped and like looked at the screen when I was watching it and she's like, what is this?
Like, what the fuck is that? Yeah, no, it's crazy. So let's get into her talking about the actual specific allegations. This is the grooming.
There's been allegations of grooming behavior. Mm-hmm. Or how do you, what do you think they're talking about?
That one is, that's the one that got me the hardest. When that allegation came up, that's when I was out. I was done. Because that was devastating and shocking. It was very shocking because I know that my intention and my actions have never been fueled with the desire to manipulate or groom anybody ever.
You used to send pictures of Trisha's naked body to Adam McIntyre. Yeah. Like, I'm just gonna, like, I can't imagine how she can sit here and, like, if somebody didn't know the extent, they would watch this and just be like, oh, like, people are falsely accusing you? Like, that's fucking crazy. But what you did with people who were minors, how sexual you spoke, whether it was a joke, quote unquote, or not, you call it crass, you call it whatever, it was so far beyond the line.
It was
that, like,
sick.
For you to sit here and be like, I was out when they said grooming. You have to instead understand how fucked up your actions were. You have no other choice here.
Well, there's, that's like, what I was saying. It's like, she's like, oh, I'm sorry, blah, blah. No, she still is not acknowledging the extent of what she did and why it was inappropriate, because she's just minimizing it, being like, well, it was just a joke. And it's like, yeah, but you need to stop. And like she said, like, I didn't take a moment to just like listen. She's still not listening. Like, she still doesn't understand what people are talking about, or she's just in denial, which could be that. But like, oh, I never manipulated anyone. Well, first of all, you did, because whether you knew you were or not, you were controlling, especially like the inner group of like big fans that were like in these chat rooms and stuff. She could, again, ask them to jump and they say how high. So yeah, you were manipulating them. But then also she had like individual people like Adam, like I feel like there was other people that she was like having work for her, essentially.
Yeah.
So like,
also, I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted. Whose grandma is this? Like, is this an urn? Is it? What is that? The background of this whole set is so confusing. I'm very, very distracted. Anyway, I agree with you.
And it's a very serious accusation.
Yeah, what is the set in general, actually?
So when
I don't know,
that those kind of words started being thrown around, that's when I kind of was, I kind of shut down. And it really was, that was devastating to hear. And, you know, you asked, what does that mean to other people? That's why this was a hard thing for me to know how to navigate, because it wasn't about what did she do or what didn't she do. It was more about what was her intention behind some of these actions, I think. And my intention was being decided for me by people talking about it.
I don't give a fuck what your intention
was. Yeah, I
was like,
I don't think the intention was the big part of it. It was that you were doing inappropriate stuff. It doesn't matter why you're doing it. It could make it worse, I guess, if she had bad intentions, but it doesn't make it any better that she didn't.
Exactly.
It wasn't to hurt or do anything negative ever. Now, that doesn't mean that people weren't hurt.
Right.
And that's the part that I wish I had paid more attention to. But I obviously didn't handle the situation the way that I should have. And it's really embarrassing. I wish that I could handle it a lot differently than I did.
When you say that, are you talking about like the apology?
Talking
videos?
About a musical instrument.
I have to ask, like we said, this podcast was a weird matchup in general, but why do you think she didn't go on Rock Bottom with Ned Fulmer?
I'm so done. You know what? That actually would have been kind of a.
Kind of would have blown
right
up. I mean, again, no, I don't really feel so confident in his interview skills, but.
Well, that's the thing. He wouldn't have pressed her nearly as hard.
It would have been great.
Now she addresses the yoga challenge. Again, these are all things that we have covered on the show back in the day with all of our Colleen coverage, but they will explain what the challenge was.
There is another person on the internet who is saying that when she went up on stage for your live show, she was a part of the yoga challenge section of your show. And it made them feel gross. Later in life, they were essayed. And when they look back at that moment with you, they feel similar feelings. Can you dive a little bit deeper into what happened at the yoga challenge?
It was a challenge on YouTube for a while for people to try out different yoga poses. Like, couples would do it together, because if you're not experienced in yoga, it's difficult to do. And so since I'm a YouTuber on my live show, sometimes I would do challenges from YouTube. So I did that challenge and I'd have people come up on stage and we would try out different yoga poses that popped up on the screen. Mm-hmm. And obviously we could never do them. And I would be, you know, flailing about as Miranda. And there was one pose where there are two people and both legs are spread open. You're holding each other's legs. And I genuinely never thought of it as a sexual or inappropriate thing. To me, the joke was that when The legs were open to do the pose. The fart sound effect came on screen. So it was like, once the legs opened up, there was a fart sound.
Which, objectively, when you hear that, you're like, okay, well, then what the fuck was the issue? But I remember, I didn't go back to, like, hear the specifics, but I remember it being something about what the girl was wearing. She was wearing, like, a skirt or something. Something was commented on.
Yeah, she had to, like, hold a sweatshirt over or something to, like, make sure she wasn't, like, flashing everyone.
Yeah, and something about, like, Miranda made a comment or something about what she was wearing, and then her legs were spread open, and it was, like, the combination of everything that made her feel like very humiliated in that moment.
Okay, so it's someone stitching someone else's TikTok of them at a Miranda Sings show. And I've seen a few of these clips where it's like she has a fan on stage and their like legs are spread. And I'm not really sure what's happening.
It's a quote unquote yoga challenge, but this is a minor. Well, I'll just let them explain it.
Okay. Yeah. So this is someone else had showed this clip, but now the person that is in that clip has stitched this.
Hi, okay, my name is Becky. I'm the girl in this video, and this video has over a million views, and that is a lot of people to be seeing this story without hearing it from me, so I want to explain this. So I was a fan of Colleen and all the Ballinger family for a very, very long time, and I think in this video I was about 16. If you've never been to a Miranda show, Colleen frequently has segments where she calls people up on stage. One of those segments was the porn bit, which I'm not really going to be explaining in this video, but that's why I was kind of trying to dress skimpy so that I would be called up on stage and basically get degraded by Miranda. But I did not get called up for that. I got called up for the yoga challenge. Now, as soon as I stood up from the audience, I saw Colleen's eyes widen because she realized I was not wearing pants. But for some reason, that didn't stop her from continuing. In fact, no adult at any point stepped in this situation. So we get to the point in the yoga challenge where I am laying down and Colleen is spreading my legs basically as far as she can. She spreads them so far that you can see the spandex I was wearing under my romper, which thank God I was wearing. Now, the original video posted by Xandar, I'm sorry if I pronounced her name wrong, is only a screenshot, but there is a whole video of this. But that screenshot is the most important because that is the moment I will never forget where I was laying under Colleen and she was smirking down at me while thousands of people were laughing and I was terrified that my body wasn't covered up enough by the spandex or the romper. I basically felt naked, so it felt incredibly sexually violating. I was younger and my body was still developing and I was still becoming comfortable with myself, so for her to use my body as entertainment on stage really set my confidence back quite a lot. And not to mention after all this, after the show, I had to walk back to my car where there was many a men staring at me in a very predatorial way that they were not looking at me before because of how exposed I had been on stage. So I literally did not feel safe leaving the venue. And I'm not saying this was sexual assault, although people are debating that in that comment section, but as someone who has been sexually assaulted, this situation gave me that same feeling where it feels like you need to purge and like clean out your insides, you know, just that nasty, gross feeling. There's a couple comments on Xandar's video being like, oh, she signed up for that, why is this such a big deal, blah blah blah. Colleen exploited my minor body for entertainment and money and did not protect my safety at this show. As an outsider looking into this situation, it may seem like this wasn't a big deal, but this was really pretty scary for my teenage self, and especially as someone who loved and looked up to Colleen. And I could never say anything because everybody loved her.
And I also don't think it was like known ahead of time that the whole fart, like the fart thing was kind of like not communicated that it was going to happen. So it was like the intention was to embarrass them.
Right. I do agree with you. I would say that it would maybe be a better scenario to have Miranda be the one that did it. You know what I mean? Like her legs pop open and then she farts. That would maybe make it so that not everybody's laughing at the fucking
person. Yeah, like I could see that was just how trying to go to a show. She wouldn't have thought that through. That fart aspect, I'm like, in the grand scheme of things, I feel like is probably not the high end of significant things. But I do remember that it was the outfit and just
general like embarrassment.
Yeah, exactly. Where it's like the fan is the butt of the joke.
Right.
To me, that was all I thought that joke was. I never knew that that was something that would make someone feel uncomfortable and trigger emotions and feelings. I feel terrible about that. Genuinely, when I heard about that, I felt so bad because that is something I'd never want to do is trigger.
Did you apologize to them?
Anyone, but especially a girl who's been through horrible things in that manner. Like that, it feels so terrible that me doing this silly yoga joke, in my mind, was a silly yoga joke, could be something that could trigger her in such a negative way and affect her in such a negative way. And it's awful.
How many years has it been since this all came out? Why is this the first?
Two.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was when I first moved in. So it was over 2 years ago. Why is this the first time we're even hearing her kind of say, like, yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Like, I feel horrible.
Or I feel bad. Yeah, exactly. About something I did.
Did you ever reach out to that fan? Because you definitely could have.
I'm really proud of anyone who's been able to come forward and express that. Because I want kids and minors and anyone to be able to feel like they can speak up if they're uncomfortable. And they can speak up about things that they feel are not okay. They need to be able to feel that way.
She says that a few times.
Unless it's grooming.
Right. We're going to move on to the Cheetos incident, which again, they will explain, but it was a challenge she did.
There is a clip of YouTube of a little boy eating Cheetos out of your pants. Could you explain that for the audience, please?
Pulling Cheetos. That makes it look sound more agreed. Like he's physically eating out of her pants. He wasn't. He was taking one.
Oh, he was taking a see? Yeah. That's how things get twisted.
Right. I mean,
it's kind of the same thing. Still I will bad, say, and this isn't to defend Colleen at all, because I feel like there's so many things that, like, it was a pattern of behavior that was much more significant. All of these, like, in a vacuum might not seem that bad, but it's like when you look at the bigger picture of everything she did,
right,
it's alarming. I feel like that kind of humor specifically, and even the fart joke too, is probably rooted in, like, I think of just like the Amanda Show and all that, and like also speaks volumes because, like, look who was running that and like everything that's came out about that now. But like same kind of humor where it's just like kind of like messy, gross, all that, had like the ear of corn, or like I feel like there was weird, obviously there was all the feet jokes and stuff. So I feel like that probably helped shape, and honestly even Shane too probably helped shape, like, a lot of their humor, which isn't excusing it at all, but it does kind of like,
no, to understand,
yeah,
it,
kind of see where they may have been coming from. Because when I even just hear that, I could see that on Nickelodeon. That would be a normal thing.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabe. Anabe is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
But then it's alarming again, when you consider that all of the Nickelodeon stuff was super inappropriate, and that's why you could see it.
What a crazy thing to hear that there's a woman on stage and there's a young person taking food out of her pants and eating it.
Yes, like, oh, that's what crazy. A crazy thing indeed.
a lot of the joke with Miranda was that I would say and do things that were inappropriate or had some sort of sexual innuendo to them or something like that, and it went over the character's head. Like, Miranda was not aware that she was saying something that could be taken the wrong way. That was a lot of the jokes
that
I did. That's the character. And so in that particular part of the show that I did, it was probably 8 to 10 years ago that I used to do that bit. Miranda was teaching the audience how to sneak food into the movie theater. And so I stuffed a big bag of cheese balls in my pants. Now, I was wearing layers of clothing because throughout the show, I put more clothes on over my clothes on stage. When I transitioned from me into Miranda, I, in front of everyone, put on more clothes. So I'm wearing lots of layers of clothing, and then there's the cheese balls in a bag and in my pants. And so initially I would bring up an adult, and I'd start eating the snack as we're, quote unquote, watching this movie. And then I'd say, do you want a snack? And then they would take a cheese ball from the top of the bag and eat it. It was supposed to be like, she doesn't realize how inappropriate this looks. And then, you know, there's a clip, like you said, of when a younger person came on stage and did that with me.
Younger person? He was like 7.
That's the thing, is like, she's saying it and it's like, yeah, the character didn't know it was inappropriate. You are admitting you right knew. Now you knew it was. And yes, whether you think 100%. That that is funny or not is one thing, I guess, but it's like they were kids and like how were their parents gonna look at that? And like,
right,
you're missing the point.
The audience is laughing because, and you could see my reaction, like, kids. This is a weird situation that I'm in here, but it got a big laugh and everyone knew that it was in jest. And this is me trying to, you know,
think,
rationalize, that's what it is, rationalize the situation. But shortly after, like, I mean, I'd say within a year of doing that joke, I cut it because I was like, I think this
may be. Within a year of doing that joke, you what?
Cut it, like, oh, I stopped doing it. Okay. Because it was, I mean, my fans were, a lot of them were younger.
Oh, fuck off.
So I was like, you know, I'm not, obviously this joke is not, I'm not gonna do this anymore. It's not working. It's not appropriate.
You know what's more likely is that it's been a year and you just changed.
Yeah, literally her acting like she had this like just moral compass.
Come to Jesus
yeah,
moment.
Like absolutely yeah. not. That is not why you yeah, stopped no. doing it. I don't believe that for 2 seconds. You only realized it after like there were kids doing
it's
it
bullshit.
For how long? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah. This is her talking about sending the lingerie to Adam, but she does not name Adam. She calls him like, there was one fan,
oh.
and then it's him.
You have admitted to sending lingerie to an underage fan. And I know you've talked about this before, but I would like to ask you one more time to address this and kind of what happened and how you're feeling about it now.
Yeah, what an idiot is how I feel about it now. I think it was like 10 years ago, something like that. I was doing a live stream and I always loved giving away gifts to my fans online. So I would send them
such
like a bottle pin of Miranda's yeah. or a lipstick so or an old shirt, you know. Usually it was to encourage them to donate to a charity event
oh,
that I would
fuck
do here.
Off.
But I loved giving out stuff. And so
thank
I was doing
you,
a live
queen.
Stream like I did pretty often and I was opening up a box of
Mother Miranda
clothes that I had bought. And in it was this underwear bra set that I didn't order. And it was, we were all laughing about it. So everyone in the chat was laughing about it, me and my friend. And he actually put it on over his clothes and was like, look at this. And we were laughing about it. And there are people in the comments saying, oh, send that to me. Send that one to me. And we were like, we're not going to do that. That's crazy. But then there's one fan in particular
who but then
kept
you
asking
did.
Us to send it. And I was like, obviously you can tell in the live, like I'm like hesitant about it because there is a little bit of brains in there somewhere that was like, maybe not, because I hesitated. But then I was like, and I didn't send it. I didn't. But then it was just
then
became an inside joke with the fandom and everyone was like telling me to send it. And he kept asking for
a
it.
A bunch
like,
of kids?
Of
we're
so
telling you to send it? Cool.
I did. And it was very public and as a joke. And it was like a part of my brain was missing in action of like, hey, this is not a good idea. This looks bad. It wasn't a pair of my
right.
something that I sent to a young fan in an inappropriate way, but it was inappropriate. Like, why would I, what part of me thought like, everyone will know this is a silly joke in the fandom. Like that was, I wish I'd never done that. That was so inappropriate. And if he was made to feel uncomfortable because of that, like I feel terrible and I'm so sorry because
oh.
that was not my intention with that. I thought it was like a silly inside joke with the whole fandom. It was all very public. And
yeah,
I just can't. She's minimizing everything and being like, well, I know that it was inappropriate, but I just thought it was a silly joke. And it's like to all of your 13-year-old fans, like, fuck off.
Get
and
ready.
She also kind of plays both sides where it's like, earlier, I thought it was like, I didn't realize any of my fans were kids. And it's like, well, what about
now
the ones
like,
you were talking
were kids,
to?
But we were just joking.
Yeah.
And it continues because now she's going to finally talk about messaging her fans in that chat room.
Oh, great. My favorite. Yes.
About.
Something else, Colleen, that has come up and been discussed is the fact that you would participate in group chats with.
She mentions, oh, fuck, what's her friend's name? Was he assistant even? No, just friend.
Corey,
yes.
Her best friend.
What
yeah.
was the group chat that he had? What was the name of it?
Corey's Cookies or something like that? Or was it Colleen's Cookies? Somebody's Cookies, right?
Oh, there was one that was like inappropriate though, I felt like. Like really inappropriate.
Oh, like see you next Tuesday inappropriate?
But more sexual. Like I feel like it maybe.
Oh shit, yeah.
I know. And that he, and I knew there were screenshots of him like sending porn or something. Back to Corey, that in that Corey's clip group chat, that he literally is screenshotted sending literal porn.
Wait, of himself or like just porn in general?
No, like,
either way,
what the source is, it's like of someone else and it's censored, but you can tell what it would have been. And then the responses after is someone going, I'm almost 18.
Hey girlies, it's Lily. Quick interjection here because I do have to backtrack here. Apparently, Corey was not the one that sent the message, although it did get sent within his Corey's Clit group chat, which I think we can all agree should not exist to begin with. And he should not have been allowing that to be sent in his group chat, but he was not the one actually sending it, so. I apologize. I misread the screenshot and you guys can see it on screen now. He did respond and said, ew, which is really helpful. Corey, thank you.
which not like the Trisha
well,
clips,
both
but
of
like
them did.
Other random, like just like, oh my God, look at this. And it was like,
that was like the norm for your best friend to be doing it. That means you've sanctioned it.
It's
like
crazy.
You know that that's okay.
Yeah.
There were minors in those chats and there would be questions regarding their virginity and sex positions.
Right.
Inappropriate questions are being asked to underage people. What was going on?
That's true. It's completely inappropriate. And I used to do this weekly question and answer thing with my audience. And that particular group chat was full of a bunch of different fans of all ages.
But oh, they would, fuck off.
They were crass and funny and ridiculous. And they would, whenever I asked for questions for my channel, they would ask me questions like that. They would ask me questions they knew I wouldn't answer that were over the top, inappropriate.
Why would they ask you things like that?
Because you groomed them?
Maybe because they thought that was like the vibe
that
was
normal.
Enjoy?
Yeah.
Part of the conversations now deleted. Those parts of the conversations are deleted or gone or somehow, I don't know. But they're, when they asked for questions for theirs, I was trying to do the same jokes that they had just previously been doing with me.
Oh my God.
Stupid and inappropriate. Shouldn't have done it. I feel really embarrassed.
You were the
stupid.
Adult.
Did you know they were underage at the time?
I knew that there were teenagers in the chat. Yeah, I did know that. And I also thought, well, they all know I'm not serious. I don't want the answers to these questions.
Oh my God.
They all know that I'm just joking
around.
Like they do this to me and they know I'm not going to answer the questions. I know they don't
because
want to
Because you're
like,
an adult.
I thought.
Yeah, no, it's she's forgetting.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, you were an adult when this happened. And imagine the jump in time and now the perspective that you have, which she's still minimizing stuff and whatever.
Yeah.
But like, imagine what that's like for them.
That's what she seems to be like missing. And she keeps like saying like, yeah, well, I knew there was kids, but like they were just, that's what they asked for. I'm like, yeah, but they were kids and you were the adult. You're supposed to have
yes.
the level of discernment to be like, that's inappropriate. If you did everything
literally.
A kid asked, they would die.
Imagine joking about sex with a kid who hasn't even had sex yet.
They obviously
you know
think
I mean?
It's
like,
funny.
Does...
They like, again, they want to be
yeah.
edgy. They want to impress their celebrity friend that you have.
It's fucking bizarre to me for her to sit there and just be like, we were just like, I knew I didn't want the answers.
Joke
they
with
knew
the
they didn't want the answers. Like, no.
It's
you
insane.
Still, at this point, saying that is very concerning to
yeah.
me. That lacks a lot of perspective.
That's giving your therapist that told you to vlog still every day.
Oh my God, I'm so dead. I
doesn't
forgot about
exist.
That.
It was clear between all of us that like, I was joking. And no. I didn't actually want this information
right.
from this
that's
person.
Insane.
I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny to ask a really absurd, crazy question. And there were a bunch of questions I asked. Those were just a few of the awful ones that I did. And I very much, I should have never done that.
And you
that
thought
was
it was funny that they would answer.
It wasn't in a grooming fashion.
Absolutely
oh my God.
Not. It was
Raven.
In a stupid fashion. It was like, I shouldn't.
For the
like,
laugh?
For the laugh. I thought it would make them laugh. I thought they'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that. Ha ha ha. Like how they did. With me often, they were very funny. That group chat of all these friends are very funny, very dedicated, wonderful people.
So you were being
people,
one of the
kids.
Yeah, right.
And you had forgotten.
Yeah,
so
right.
So you were acting more like one of your kid
right.
viewers
right.
versus remembering that you were actually the adult in
right.
the chat.
Exactly, yeah.
And that lends itself to the power dynamic that you had referenced earlier,
right.
where you kind of had
right.
lost the awareness
right.
of that relationship
right.
or dynamic.
Even the way she's just saying, right, right. Right.
Yeah.
Like,
she's like,
I feel like she's
yeah.
Like
yeah. Let's
mad.
Move on. Let's move on.
Yeah. Literally.
There was no part of me that was wanting that information truly from them. I wasn't trying to get anything out of them. I was just trying to be like one of them, which is embarrassing to admit because that was not my responsibility in that time. I was trying to be silly like them and be their friend. When in reality, I was the one who's supposed to be the responsible one. I was the yeah. adult there that should have never participated in that conversation and should have never joked with them about that kind of stuff. There's the power dynamic there, that parasocial relationship that I wasn't thinking about, which was irresponsible of me. Like I should
yeah.
have been thinking about that and I should have removed myself from that chat immediately when they were joking about things that were inappropriate. I shouldn't have ever participated in those conversations. And it was rare that I was in there
Ooh.
Talking to them, but that is one of the moments.
She said it was rare that I was in there. And participated.
Well, and that's she
I feel
also
like there's a lot of screenshots.
Is trying to be like they were being inappropriate, and I was just playing along. It's like no. You fostered this environment where they felt like they needed to be inappropriate to like get your attention and get your
not only
like,
that
participation
she used to,
too.
Lest us forget, she used to video chat with them all the time too.
Yeah,
her and Joshua would. They would both
uh-huh,
like
uh-huh.
her mostly, and then sometimes Joshua would do it as well.
And Corey.
Oh, and Corey would jump in. Yeah, that's not normal. That's not normal. To do mm-hmm. on any sort of regular basis, unless it's like a fucking Patreon perk or something that you're doing in a very professional and scheduled way.
Not just like a, hey guys, I'm bored.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying. She used to just like use it for her own entertainment.
They were her friends.
Because clearly,
and they were
yeah.
fucking kids. That's not normal, even if there wasn't sexual shit. But there was.
Exactly.
So it's bad.
Yeah. I feel like I know the answer to this, but She doesn't ever address anything about her brother, does she?
Oh, no. You mean, no.
Because that is where it gets super dark. Because he was like, that was like crazy inappropriate. Yeah. And yeah, she didn't do that. But like, she fostered the relationship that allowed him to do that.
Yeah.
So like, how you would not acknowledge that, I guess she's protecting her brother and doesn't want to like admit that he was like committing crimes, literally.
I guess.
But like, it's insane. That was one of the worst things.
Yeah,
and it made her look
really
10
bad.
Times worse because she didn't ever denounce it or anything. And his the whole family was like defending him. It's like, we've seen the text messages.
Yeah, there was horrendous messages leaked between that brother and fans of hers that, I mean, people are super traumatized. And that's a big reason why people are so upset with this interview as well. They feel like it's going to reopen wounds for everybody that was involved without any real resolution. And like, Colleen has had so many opportunities to apologize, and she just hasn't taken those opportunities. And now she's here for what? Like, what are we doing? It doesn't make anything better. I'm just like confused.
And it's like when Raven's like, I think they want an apology. I think you should give that to them. And she's like, I am sorry. And
it's
like,
it just doesn't feel genuine at all. Yeah. We'll let her go for a little while longer, but this is pretty much it. That was like her addressing everything. We'll just let her talk a little bit more.
So we know JoJo. Mm-hmm. What up, JoJo? You became friends with her when she was
I forgot about JoJo.
I first met JoJo, I think she was 11 when I met her and her mom for dinner because JoJo was a fan. And so she and another girl from the Dance Mom show wanted to meet me. So I went to dinner with them.
Some people will say that that was an inappropriate friendship for you two to develop since she was 11 and you were an adult.
But thoughts, feelings?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't look at it as a friendship at first. She was 11.
Yeah.
And I looked at it as a sweet young girl. I loved the show she was on and she liked my videos and looked up to me and she wanted to meet me. And to me, I wasn't looking at it as like becoming best friends with her when I met her. It was just a sweet meeting. And
the
then
initial meeting was
she's a hustler.
Problem.
You guys know JoJo. She immediately was like, well, I want to do, I had a video called Colleen's Corner that I answer questions every week. So she did JoJo's Juice to do the same kind of, you know, she kind of looked at me as like a mentor, someone she looked up to. And, you know, I don't want to speak for JoJo though. It feels weird talking about this without her here, but you know, she can say this herself if she wants. But, you know, so over time we became friends because she was such a hustler. She'd want to collaborate. And so we did together and make videos together.
Which is also very common for YouTubers and fellow people in the world to want to collaborate and get to know each other.
Not with children. Like, you didn't even want to have JoJo on Beauty Break because it felt weird.
Literally.
Like, I just feel like there's so many instances where Colleen had the option to do something right and she always chose the wrong thing to do. And so I'm like, that's too much of a pattern. Like, people make mistakes, but usually you don't do it a million times.
It wasn't one-off mistakes. It was like a pattern of choices and behavior and like still that she's minimizing to this day.
No, it's
the
insane.
JoJo stuff, I don't think it was innately problematic that she was friendly with her. Like, I think the initial dinner, sure, she's being nice. It's like a charitable thing to like, oh, the kids really want to meet her. She's going to like suck it up and go hang out with an 11-year-old. But the parents were there as well. I think collabing with her, I mean, personally, as you said, I to our boss was like, JoJo's fucking like 12. Like, what? Absolutely not. And it's like literally me as like way above my pay grade to like be fighting with my boss over this. And again, it was one of the only fights we ever had because I was like, we're not that desperate for views. And I explain in the conversation that I went back and looked at from 2017, he goes, not many people can get 13 million views on a video right now. All I'm saying is it doesn't hurt to take a shot with people who are doing well on the platform right now. Same reason we started covering Jake Paul, even though we all hate him. And I said, I agree, but this one we don't feel is a fit, and we've said that, and I don't feel like you're hearing us, you're just thinking about views. Also, same reason I wouldn't want Jake Paul as a guest. It might get millions of views, but some guests don't make sense. Her, mostly because she's 14, immature, and most likely has a very young fan base.
I think it even is more simple than the fact that you were an adult and you didn't want to collab with a kid.
Well, and that was a whole nother layer, because I literally was like, she's 13, we don't want to babysit. Like, no.
Literally.
You could say the collabs could have been fine if Miranda wasn't so overtly sexual and stuff.
Yeah.
Because even when we did have JoJo on, because we were forced to, it genuinely, the entire episode plays like we are babysitting her.
Yeah.
Like, we are, like, not making inappropriate jokes. We are making it like, okay, JoJo, let's do this. And that's not how Miranda was. Miranda was making just as inappropriate jokes with her as she would with Shane Dawson.
Yeah, I do want to add really quickly that, lastly, our researcher did find, so, first of all, the haul, like, the live stream haul thing where she does send the lingerie to Adam, it's still up on her vlog channel, which is really bizarre.
That's insane.
That's crazy. Like, it is literally streamed 9 years ago up right now. Like, that's fucking
like
nuts.
That's a fucking choice. Exactly. That would be deleted immediately.
100%.
Like, oh my God, what are you talking about? That's crazy.
But then also our researcher found another live stream where Adam was tweeting about Colleen's choice in clothes being questionable, and then he asks for the dress that she's showing or whatever, and she goes like, Adam, do you want the bra in it? And it's like,
oh my God.
Very, very not how she described it, which I feel is very similar to the entire interview. She minimizes things. She'll apologize. But even when she's apologizing, she's not even recognizing all the things that people had an issue with.
It's, I'm sorry if you were offended.
Yes. Or even the yoga challenge girl, where she doesn't mention that she was wearing something inappropriate that she felt very like,
yeah,
vulnerable in when she spread her legs.
The girl felt like, uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's just like too many things that she's missing for this interview to have any sort of impact, even though she says the words, I'm sorry, technically. It feels so bullshit.
And she focuses very much on like impact versus intention. She's like, well, my intentions were good. And it's like, well,
we don't care.
Yeah, I was like, it doesn't really matter.
So you did too many things for your intentions to like even matter in this situation at all.
The
like,
redeeming factor, yeah. Much less do we trust what your intentions were at this at point. All. Like, who fucking knows?
But anyway, I mean, not much has changed with my perception of Colleen Ballinger because of this. I think if anything, Raven and Miranda are probably taking a hit. Even though the comments aren't that bad, I feel like they're like filtering them pretty heavily.
Oh, they were pretty bad when I saw on Instagram.
Were they? Oh, well then, I don't know.
It was like, loved you guys, was just getting into the show, but like, absolutely not.
Yeah, why platforming her is crazy at this point. And I mean, they could have had an entire discussion, just Miranda and Raven talking about that drama. Let's say they didn't have the podcast when that existed and they have their own opinions. But to have Colleen on here and allow her to spew this shit, and because they weren't living through it, they don't really know the questions to like come back at her with.
Exactly.
It just feels really shitty.
It's like they seem like they kind of tried to like stand firm on some stuff. But then also I felt like Miranda would say stuff that would be like clarifying to minimize it to like help Colleen at certain points.
Yeah, it was not a very productive
like with the Cheetos thing. It's like, well, they weren't eating out of it. Yeah. Like it was, I was like, okay, well, regardless.
I think just all in all, it wasn't worth it because it definitely is going to make the people, the kids that were fucking involved with this have to relive it again. Another influx of social media shit. So stupid, not worth it.
You know, she doesn't give two shits either. Otherwise, they would have gotten those apologies personally years
100%.
ago. Also, I can't believe she, like, none of the Trisha stuff, like that. That's crazy.
None of it.
She was sending porn to children. Yeah,
they missed a few things, I'll say. But anyway, we are pretty much done. So shall we do what we love, the internet? Bring some happiness to this episode.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, this made me laugh because it's very Amelie-coded. Amelie, about like 17 times a day, will say, I'm leaving. And she'll go and she'll just walk towards her room and be mad at me for God knows what.
It's like to make a point.
Yeah, like if I didn't like make her sandwich exactly how she wanted, or if I tell her stop eating gummy bears, you're gonna get a stomach ache. Yeah, any of those things cause for running away. This girl's a little bit older, but still very much gives the same vibes. It says she's running away because she didn't win a rubber duck from a claw machine and I didn't give her another $1 to try again. Literally so Amelie coded, I can't deal with it.
Okay. I'm gonna stay there forever, okay?
You're not gonna visit?
Yeah, I'm not. We'll see you later, Mom. Bye, Mom. I'm not.
Mm.
With you.
You didn't even want to give me a hug? You don't even want to give me a hug goodbye?
Oh, yeah. I do.
After everything I've done for you?
Yeah, I love playing with you, Mom.
Okay, well, oh, my God. It's been fun.
That's cute.
Yeah, it was. Right. Bye, Mom.
See you later. Have a good life.
You too.
I'm going to have more funner.
Oh, my God. I'm dying.
Have a good life, Mom. Literally, Amelie.
I love that she's like leaving on a good note, though. She's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, no, she's happy. Let me give her.
It's been fun.
No. Amelie's usually pissed as fuck.
I hate you, bye.
Yeah.
This, I was cackling by myself. It's a dog.
Of course.
Well, two dogs.
So look, most people think my page is about... Okay, can you get yourself in the position that we explained? Most people think my channel was about comedy and stuff like that. Well, oh, Susan,
I have a toupee.
Sorry.
It's playing a role.
It's not. It's also educational. So, Susan, can you play the role of someone who's had an emergency and they've collapsed? Go.
I'm so done. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. No, you're in for a treat.
She's in trouble. She needs help. That's where I'm going to teach you how to deal with this situation. So as you can see, this person has collapsed.
The angle change. Still there.
The first step is to shake and shout at them to see if they respond, okay? Sorry for laughing. This is a very serious video. This is step one. Are you okay? No response.
Oh my God.
Go to step two. Step two, you call the emergency services and you say, I need an ambulance, get down here straight away. Step three, we need to check their breathing. Not good. We could do mouth to mouth as well.
Oh no. Oh God.
Doesn't move.
Get a movement.
Oh.
Step four, you need to do the chest compressions to make sure that they're breathing. It's best to do this to the theme song of Bee Gees, Staying Alive. Staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive, staying alive. That brain is not about you. Oh, no, stop. Dango. I didn't clean the Bee Gees. Listen, I didn't. If you don't know, there was a video where... Yeah, I'm suspended by the Bee Gees.
He hates the Bee Gees? I'm dead. Oh my God.
I'll protect you, Pablo. Sorry, Susan. Diego, get down. Diego, I'm doing a serious video. You're ruining it. Get down. Sorry. No, leave him. Come on.
The way he's still in position.
I know. Can't. Literally never moves.
Susan, stop.
Poor Susan, literally just still.
So that's my video, guys. That's how you save someone in an emergency.
Susan still
check
passed out.
Check their airways, do the Bee Gees.
Oh my God, oh my God. That is so fucking funny.
How do you get her to do that? Him.
That is.
His name is Pablo, I think.
That is so fucking funny. Oh my God. That might be one of your best ones yet, to be honest. Well, anyway, guys, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you. This is kind of a tumultuous one, but we made it through. So we appreciate you if you're still here. Anyway, as always, we hope you have a fantastic weekend and we will see you on Monday. Bye.
Ciao.
Every story begins somewhere. For your child, it could begin with a Guardian bike. Built right here in the USA, engineered for safety, and designed for confidence. Kids of all ages are learning to ride in just one day. No tears, no frustration. It's why Guardian is America's favorite kids bike, and the New York Times and Wirecutter's top pick 3 years in a row. This holiday season, give the gift that's safer, smarter, and built to last. Visit GuardianBikes.com to save up to 40% on all bikes, plus a free accessory bundle worth over $100.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.